Chapter 4.
Listen, listen, I would take a whisper if that's all you had to give. But it isn't, is it? You could come and save me and try to chase it crazy right out of my head.
Mace Windu was confusing. John didn't quite know how to anticipate him, how to act and react. He was stern and rarely smiled, but his hands were gentle when he tied off John's new Padawan braid. He gave John a schedule, scattered with classes and free time, and told him to take the chance to adjust. In the evenings, Master Windu meditated with him, or had him practice force manipulation. Every other morning, Master Windu sparred with him in a private cell and never once seared him. That first day, when John was trembling from nerves and released fear, Master Windu had sat him down for a talk. "I do not have many rules," Master Windu said. "I ask only that you show others the respect they deserve. I want you to inform me if anyone gives you trouble of any kind, or if you have questions about any aspect of temple life." And then he'd reached out and put a hand on John's shoulder. Everyone in the temple was so casual about touch, so open, so gentle. John was afraid, afraid of the touch turning sharp, harsh. John was even more afraid of starting to crave it. "I want you to work on speaking outside of direct questions, Padawan," Master Windu said, as if he wasn't turning everything John knew to be true on its head. "You will not be hurt here, and you can and should ask questions of your own. Do you understand?" John didn't, but that was one of the first things Dark Woman had trained him out of. Admitting ignorance was almost worse than the ignorance itself. "Yes, Master," he said. The next day, when John offered a soft, "Good morning, Master," before he could second-guess himself, Master Windu almost smiled again. His new master wasn't particularly expressive, but there was something about his eyes, a loosening there that accompanied soft pleasure in the Force. Perhaps that was his version of a smile. After their first spar, Master Windu took him down to the lower levels of the temple. It was quiet, and John hadn't realized how much the chaos of the rest of the temple was getting to him until he felt his shoulders unwind. John took a careful note of the twists and turns in case this was a challenge of attention. He didn't think that Master Windu would leave him down here as a test, but Dark Woman had often surprised him. Master Windu hadn't been anything like her yet, but John didn't know how long that would last. Instead of abandonment, Master Windu led him to a room full of lightsaber parts. John couldn't help the burst of fear, of loss. He loved his kybers, and if Master Windu was going to take them away. His master knelt in front of him, as he had taken to doing whenever he wanted to have a serious discussion. It put them at eye level and made John feel calmer, as shameful as that was. "Why do you think I've brought you here, John?" Master Windu asked. John swallowed. He didn't mean to ask a question, but fear twisted his words. "Are you going to take my lightsaber away?" Master Windu frowned, and John flinched, curling in on himself. He fixed his eyes on the ground. When Master Windu put a hand on his shoulder and squeezed, he jumped. "No, John, your lightsaber is very impressive for a Padawan so young. I would never take it away from you. We do need to make some modifications." John looked up. Master Windu said nothing more, only stared at him levelly. John didn't know what he wanted. There was no question there, nothing for John to respond to, even if he wanted to ask questions in return. Oh. Master Windu had said that he should ask questions. John remembered Dark Woman, and the way she had humored his questions until suddenly she hadn't. Until suddenly, she had wanted discipline, and quiet, and silence. Asking felt unnatural. But if this was what Master Windu wanted him to do, he had no choice. John cleared his throat. "Modifications?" he asked. His voice cracked on the last syllable. Master Windu's eyes did his pleased thing again. He squeezed John's shoulders. "Yes, Padawan. Your lightsaber is very impressive and very powerful. You do not have a training mode, however, which makes it dangerous to spar with. We are going to modify it so that it will have a lower level. John frowned. Why would we train with something weaker? Master Windu examined him like John was a puzzle. Because training is meant to be safe, especially spars. No one should get hurt. John heard the words, but didn't understand. If you got hurt during training, that showed you where to improve. If you didn't hurt, how could you ever get better? He didn't point that out, because he'd had enough of questions for one day. Master Windu was in charge of his training, so if he thought weakening John's blade was important, then John would do it. From then on, Master Windu had him place his lightsaber on its lowest setting for spars. When he tested the strength, it was barely enough to sting. 3 days into their partnership, Master Windu brought up dissolving his force bond with Dark Woman. She dissolved it before Master Mundi and I left the atmosphere, John said. The backlash hadn't been particularly pleasant, but his head had almost entirely stopped aching. He'd felt like a raw wound at first, laying on the soft bunk in Master Mundi's ship. But he was fine now, and almost used to the silence. Master Windu didn't like that answer. He made John go to the healers again, but this time they were mind healers. They insisted that he remove enough of his shielding so they could examine the scar where Dark Woman's bond used to be. John was on edge the entire time, worried they would glance deeper and see all that he was hiding, all of his fears and scars and failures. They didn't, and when John finally raised his shields again, Master Windu squeezed his shoulder and said, "Good job." The mind healers said that it hadn't been the smoothest break, but shouldn't cause any long-term issues. However, and they said this pointedly, as if John asked for trouble, bond dissolution should always be monitored by a healer going forward. John nodded because it made them stop glaring at him. He was really starting to dislike the healers. When Master Windu eased him into forming a new bond, John found it to be nothing like his previous connection with Dark Woman. Master Windu felt warm in a way that never hurt. Their link was tentative still, but Master Windu only used it to send John feelings of quiet pride or tired amusement when they ran into Knight Balaba. Master Windu was kind and gentle and, above all, confusing. It only took a week before John got restless enough at night to start testing his limits. Obi-Wan Kenobi learned very early in life that Jedi were incessant gossips. If there was any juicy new information about which master took which initiate, or who left whose rooms early in the morning, or rumors about council assignments and mission rosters, it spread throughout the temple in the span of a day, maybe two. So, when word of Master Windu taking on a new Padawan began to trickle through the temple, Jedi took notice. Voices bounced through the halls, noting how smug Master Yoda seemed recently, remarking on how often Master Windu and Master Koon were taking to beating the shit out of each other in the Sal, of Knight Balaba and her latest missions. Quieter whispers curled around corners about how small Padawan Antilles was, of how he followed behind Master Windu, almost hiding in his shadow, staring at the temple with wide eyes and a pale face. Even quieter were the rumors of his previous master, and what they had done to get Padawan Antilles taken away. Obi-Wan had heard all of the whispers. He knew how to be unobtrusive, when everyone was not making a fuss about his existence, at least. He was expecting to meet Padawan Antilles later in the 7 day, considering he had been placed into the lightsaber class Obi-Wan was signed up to teach. He most certainly was not expecting to meet the new Padawan in the middle of the night cycle. Sweat dripped down Obi-Wan's nose, the hum of his lightsaber a comforting white noise in the oppressive silence of the late hour, when the atmosphere in the room suddenly shifted. The pressure of a neatly shielded mind slipped into the room and, startled, Obi-Wan whirled around. He shifted his lightsaber up to rest beside his cheek in a guard position, adrenaline spiking. In a dimly lit corner of the cell was Padawan Antilles, already flinching back, one hand on his own lightsaber. The accompanying snap hiss of its ignition was loud in the empty room. The green blade's hum was strong, nearly vibrating Obi-Wan's teeth from several paces away, and he clenched his jaw at the horrifying realization that the child had a multi-crystal blade. Obi-Wan stared at the newcomer standing tense in the corner. Dark smoke curled around the other Padawan's boot, like the tail of a lothcat. With a huff, Obi-Wan disengaged his own lightsaber and clipped it to his belt, bowing in greeting to the other boy. "Hello, Padawan Antilles." The boy shifted slightly and stared at Obi-Wan with wide eyes that flickered from his face to his hands to his belt in quick succession before he also put his lightsaber away. His bow was neat and precise, starchy tabards falling past his folded arms. Silence settled over the sal again, and Obi-Wan studied him. The previous glimpses he had gotten of him in the hallways had been short, courtesy of the daytime crowds brought by classes and appointments. Trailing behind Master Windu, Antilles had always seemed restrained, hands tucked away in his sleeves, and a very careful distance between himself and others, listening to whatever Master Windu was telling him with respectful nods and focused attention. Obi-Wan doubted that anyone else would have noticed the bursts of nervousness and anxiety from the boy unless they had been paying attention. Even now, Obi-Wan could feel a bubble of fear, uncertainty, anticipation pop into existence in the Force before it was siphoned away in a rush, until only discomfort remained as the new Padawan shifted under Obi-Wan's gaze. It struck him that perhaps his silent observation of the boy was making him uncomfortable. "I was just leaving if you would like the room to yourself, Padawan Antilles," Obi-Wan said. Antilles startled at the sound of his voice. He flinched back slightly onto his heels as if to retreat, before he seemed to register Obi-Wan's words. The strange shimmer of the scars along his cheekbone shifted as he nodded in response. Pale eyes watched him warily as he gathered his things and bowed once more before he left the sal. Light filtered in from the windows as Obi-Wan began his own silent trek back to his quarters, thoughts racing. He couldn't shake the eerie feeling of being followed all the way back. John stumbled when he slipped into the training hall for his Ataru class and saw the instructor. It was the same strange red-haired Padawan that had seated him the sal in the dead of night. He was less intimidating in the daylight, but he also seemed worn. There were dark circles under his eyes, and he was only 5 years older than John at most. He looked nothing like the other Padawans in John's classes, cheerful and chatty and healthy. He introduced himself as Padawan Obi-Wan Kenobi, and John watched out of the corner of his eye as his classmates looked down their noses. There was something going on here that he didn't understand, a puzzle that he lacked the pieces for. What had this Padawan done that the others didn't like him? John knew what was wrong with him. He was raised outside of the temple, too small and too quiet. They didn't like that he was so good with his lightsaber, or that he hadn't had to fight to get chosen like they did. They weren't cruel to him, but John was quiet and used to always listening for his own safety, and the other Padawans were always talking about him. It made his skin itch and drove him to cling tighter to Master Windu's shadow. Master Windu wanted him to make friends. He didn't know how to tell his master that he didn't know how. So he kept his head down and went to class and didn't feel lonely, because this was more than he had ever had before. Padawan Kenobi was good at Ataru, better than John. John knew his katas, but it was Dark Woman's favored form and he had never been able to measure up. It didn't help that his favored form, embarrassingly enough, was the initiate's form, Shi Cho. John would keep his mouth shut because she had made him drill in everything anyway. Padawan Kenobi led them through the intermediate to advanced forms before gesturing for them to pair up to spar. None of the other junior Padawans so much as spared him a glance. John couldn't blame them, really. They were all Padawan Kenobi's age, and John was younger and apparently small. His shoulders curled inward, and he did his best to drift to the back of the class. John wondered if he could slip out, step into a shadow, and tell Master Windu he'd finished early. Someone cleared their throat. John startled. Padawan Kenobi was standing in front of him, one eyebrow raised. "It seems we are both without a partner, Padawan Antilles." There was a rueful turn to his mouth. Padawan Kenobi clearly knew that neither of them was alone by chance. Shall we spar? Ataru only. John hesitated for only a moment, then nodded. He followed the other Padawan to an open space on the mats and ignited his lightsaber. At the last moment, he remembered to set his blade to training strength. Padawan Kenobi saluted him, and they were off. Padawan Kenobi was certainly better at Ataru, but he clearly wasn't expecting John to be used to sparring. When they crossed blades the first time and John put the full force of his strength behind it, Padawan Kenobi stumbled. His eyes widened, even as he let the stumble turn into a backward roll. They both heard the snickers from the other Padawans. Padawan Kenobi's expression tightened as a flush crawled up his neck. He launched himself back into the fight with fervor. They clashed blades again and again as they both took to the air. John was less skilled, but he was small enough that he made a difficult target in motion. Dark Woman had been drilling him for years on force flight and force-enhanced jumps. He might not be able to meet the other Padawan's skill with a blade, but Dark Woman had been tossing him off of high things since he had learned to walk. His loss might have been inevitable, but he would flex his strengths and make Padawan Kenobi work for it. By the time Padawan Kenobi finally knocked John's lightsaber from his hand and leveled his blade at his throat, they were both sweating and breathless. For a long, drawn-out moment, they stared at each other. Then Padawan Kenobi grinned down at him and, caught up in the fight, John's lips twitched into a return smile that pulled strangely at his cheeks. Padawan Kenobi's lightsaber dropped, and John called his own back to his hand. "You're quite talented, Padawan Antilles." John ducked his head. "Thank you, Padawan Kenobi. Guess Obi-Wan has to be good at something for Master Jin to keep him around after all his carcups," one of the other Padawans muttered. John glanced up again in time to see Padawan Kenobi's friendly smile disappear. "Class dismissed. I'll see you all next week." John watched him leave, pale and tired-looking, and wondered. End of chapter 4.